Welcome back to the Everything Bagel podcast. This is Emily.
And this is Shelby.
Okay.
We're back.
Jinx.
It feels like we haven't recorded in forever.
I know. And we haven't seen each other in forever.
I know. Oh my gosh. We haven't. And we're going to talk about Japan.
Yeah. Shelby has been in Japan, which is why we haven't seen each other. And it's so weird because May is like almost over.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen you since April.
I know. And I left in April.
So weird.
It's so weird. But I've been home for almost a week. Tonight will be a week. And I am still trying to recover and adjust.
Yeah.
But it's been good.
I mean, traveling across the world for 2 weeks while you're pregnant.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Yes.
I've gone on a few trips that were really close. Mm-hmm. And it's hard. Traveling is just hard. When you're already tired and exhausted.
Overall,
and or sick.
I highly, highly recommend going to Japan. It was so cool. But I do not recommend going.
Recommend.
I don't recommend going while pregnant.
Yeah.
Honestly. I was fine. But I thought I would be more fine than I was. There were just so many random things and random pain that I was experiencing that just, I think, shifted our trip a little bit in ways that we didn't hope. But it was fine. It ended up being fine. But we were walking a lot and I had random swelling and circulation issues. So
yeah,
we figured it out and it was great. And both Abe and I have a little bit of Japan depression.
Oh,
now
everything is just so much easier when you're not pregnant.
Yeah.
And you forget, you know, because you're just in survival mode. But after you're not pregnant, you're going to be whoa.
Yeah.
I forgot what it feels like to feel normal, to be able to go up the stairs and not pass out afterwards.
Anytime there were stairs, I was
oh no,
here we go.
It's so hard.
I could not.
It's so hard.
I couldn't do the stairs. It was so bad. And walking up, because to get out of the subways, there are always stairs to get out. And that was a struggle sometimes. The last few steps, I was okay, breathe. You can breathe. But it was seriously so much fun.
So you went to 3 different parts of Japan?
Yes.
3 main areas, cities? Yes.
Before I talk about Japan, I want to talk about my whole passport ordeal. Oh. And I stressed for no reason.
You were stressed.
I was so stressed. You guys, I was so stressed I gave myself hives. It was bad.
Oh, no.
Because we were thinking about going to Japan once I got pregnant. And then we finally decided and got the tickets. And I was I need to get my passport. Because I didn't have a renewed passport. And that was when I was in my first trimester. And if you know, you know. I just put it off as I could. And then it eventually came to the day that I needed to get it. And I was freaking out. I couldn't find all of the forms I needed. But then I ended up figuring it out. I didn't even need all of these forms that I thought I needed. And when I went to go fill out the stuff at the place...
What do you mean when I went to fill out the stuff at the place?
For my passport. The forms. Oh my gosh. I went to fill out the forms.
Where did you go for that?
I went to, what is it even called? I don't even know what it's called.
The place. Was it the Social Security?
No.
No.
Well, that was another thing, is my name was halfway changed. And so I had my Social Security switched over to my married name, but not my license. So I had to do that first.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't do it because I didn't have my marriage, my actual marriage certificate.
Yeah.
Which we ended up getting it. But anyway, so I had to do that. And then I went to this passport place in Cedar Hills. Like, they just do passports there. And they were some of the nicest people I have ever dealt with.
Oh, good.
Like, they were all so nice. Like, I literally wanted to cry. I want to cry thinking about it. but when I was filling out the forms, the stuff at the place, it has to be perfect. Like, you can't make any mistakes. You can't cross anything out.
Which is so annoying and weird. And
so, like, that stressed me out. And they're like, if you make a mistake, like, come get a new form. I had to get, like, 3 new forms.
Oh, boy.
And it took me 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
To fill out because I kept doing it wrong. And my brain wasn't working. It should not have taken me that long.
I know, but pregnancy brain is really real.
Yeah. So this is number one. Don't travel while pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
Or get your passport while you're not pregnant.
Well, you know, even when I'm not pregnant, you know how I struggle with booking things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Don't let me book anything.
Yeah.
No trips. Someone else has got to be in charge.
Okay, speaking of booking, I am so grateful for my husband for this whole trip. Honestly, he should be here because he, like, remembers all of the names of the places. I can't even say 2 words in Japanese.
No, that would literally be me. I'm just following him around. I already do that anyways.
Yeah.
Like, even when we just go to the store, I'm like, I couldn't tell you where we parked. I was just following Dallin.
Yeah, same.
No clue. So, yeah, imagine being in a foreign country for 2 weeks where you don't speak the language. Like, yeah, that would be me too.
And, like, we went on this trip because that's where Abe served his mission. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to visit that. We just wanted to visit Japan. This is the only place that Abe will go travel. The only place.
He doesn't like traveling.
He hates traveling.
Yeah.
But he loves Japan. So it was great because I feel like I'm usually the one that's like, let's do this or let's do that, you know? And he's always just like, no, like, I don't want to travel. But, like, this was his idea. He pretty much planned the whole thing. He booked the flights. He booked the hotels. He literally booked everything. I didn't lift a finger.
Yeah.
So it was so nice. He did such a good job. The locations of all of the hotels were, like, amazing. It was great. So we fly there. We had a layover in San Francisco and then had our super long flight. It was like 12 hours long.
Oh. See, that is rough in and of itself.
I peed so many times. So many times on that flight. But it wasn't bad. And I think it wasn't as bad going there because you're just excited, you know? You're excited
coming
to
home. No, it's so true. Coming home is the worst.
Coming home was so much harder, and it was literally 2 hours less because mm-hmm. we had, like, the tailwind speed or mm-hmm. whatever, so the plane could go faster.
Yeah.
It was the worst coming home. Anyway, going there was a little bit of a struggle because we landed in Tokyo, and we had one more flight to Sapporo, which is where Abe served. And we are in the Tokyo airport. All of the signs are in Japanese. It's so confusing. There's, like, multiple terminals. We're in the international terminal, and then we need to go to the not international terminal. I can't remember what you call that. My brain right now. This is literally me the whole trip. Anyway, and we had an hour. So we had an hour to, or like an hour and a half, but our plane got in late. So we had that against us. You have to go through customs, which took forever. Go get your bags, recheck your bags, go through TSA again, and then find your gate to catch your plane. So we missed it.
Wait, really?
Yes. Because we were so confused of where to go.
Wait, was this leaving Sapporo or going?
This was going to Sapporo.
So did you land in Tokyo and then you went to Sapporo from there? Okay.
And
oh, no.
So it was so stressful. This was the Abe's first experience having to speak Japanese again.
Right, in like how many years?
In, I don't even know. It'd be like so many years.
7 to 10 years.
Yeah, like 8, 9 years.
Yeah.
And, and so that kind of stressed him out. And I was like, I don't know how to help. Every single person we asked told us to go somewhere different. And so we like eventually figured out where to check our bags in. There was a sign, a very clear sign that said, you have to check them in 60 minutes before your flight leaves. We were like 10 minutes late for that.
Oh my gosh.
And they came and checked us and we're like, can we still get on our plane? Like, can we check our bags? And so there were like 3 little Japanese women helping us. They all like went back to check. One of them came back. All she says is no.
Just no.
Just so. That's like one thing about the Japanese people is they are so like nice, but very straightforward.
Yeah.
So she was just like, no, like, sorry, but no, you're not going to make it basically. And so we eventually found like we were going on ANA, which is like a Japanese airline. Uh-huh. And so we found them. They helped us get on the next flight, which was only like an hour later than what we were supposed to be on. And it was the last flight of the day. So we were lucky that we made it and we didn't have to stay in the airport that night.
Yeah.
Or stay in Tokyo somewhere. Bless. So we made it on that flight. I was literally dead. I was so dead. And there was this like hilarious video in front of us of this Japanese man eating food. And I'm like, this is just the best introduction into Japan. I love it. Even though like we feel terrible.
Yeah.
And so we were exhausted that night. I don't even remember what food we got. We got some food and then went and zonked and woke up at like 4 a.m. because you just yeah. have to adjust, you know?
Yeah, the time's
and in. So we like kind of got our day started. I felt great when we woke up, surprisingly. And we like walked around. It was really cool because, well, in Sapporo and Tokyo, there's like a whole underground city, basically.
Oh.
Like in the subways.
Yeah.
It's wild. Like there's restaurants, there's shopping, there's the subways, there's so many people. It's so cool. Like I was just so fascinated by like these underground cities. And they're all like underground. And then when you get to Tokyo, they get even deeper and there's like multiple levels in the each station. It's insane. Whoa. But we were like so close to the station. There was a 7-Eleven.
Dude, 7-Eleven. I've never been, but I've heard and I've seen videos. Like, that is my dream to go to a Japanese 7-Eleven.
That.
I just want to go so bad.
That was the highlight of my trip.
So jealous.
When people ask me my favorite part, I say 7-Eleven.
Oh, I'm not even surprised. I've just heard so much about it.
It's so good. Have you ever had onigiri where it's like a type of meat with mayonnaise and then rice and then seaweed?
Yes.
I've never had that before and my life has changed. 7-Eleven puts crack in their onigiri. It's literally so good.
Oh, I want that.
I should not have been eating that much tuna.
It's okay. It's not raw.
No, it's cooked, but I know that like tuna has higher amounts of mercury or whatever.
Yeah.
I ate one every day or twice a day. I'm totally fine. But 7-Eleven is the best, you guys. One, it is so cheap right now. Like we would go 2 or 3 times a day, sometimes 4 times a day. And every single night and pretty much every morning, we would go to 7-Eleven, get an onigiri, maybe get an egg sando. Those yes. are actually pretty good. Abe doesn't like them, but I thought they were pretty good. I just was obsessed with the onigiri, the tuna and mayonnaise. Oh, just thinking about it, I'm like, I'm going to cry because I can't eat that right now.
I should make some.
Yeah. Abe made some the other day.
I have Japanese mayo. I have tuna. Make some rice. I have some seaweed.
Do it. Oh my gosh. I'll make it for a snack. It's literally the best. It's not the same as 7-Eleven, though. They put something in there, but...
Yeah, it won't be the same.
Oh. So we would pretty much go there every morning and night. Every night, we would get, like, a bunch of candy and ice cream. And it would only be, like, $10. And we would get so much stuff.
Dude, if you go to, like, Maverick here, you can get, like, 2 things of candy for $10.
Yeah.
Like, a tiny bag of candy now is $5.
Yeah.
At Maverick, and I'm like, what is going
on? No, on our way home, because we had another layover in San Francisco on our way home.
Oh, yeah.
We got a water bottle and Pringles, and it was like $12.
Yeah. Yep. Especially, airports are terrible.
Yeah,
especially
airports in San Francisco. Are the worst.
Like, yeah, that's going to be terrible.
And I was like, we literally could have gotten like 5 ice creams and 4 things of candy for amazing. This much.
Okay, so real quick, I would track your location when you were in Japan. And I didn't want to tell you until we came on the podcast. Not. I did because I was living vicariously. You guys, I want to go to Japan so bad. I've never been. I have like family there and stuff, but not family I've ever met. But anyways, so I was living vicariously through Shelby.
I love
so
that.
I would look at your location. That's how I knew, like, you're in Sapporo, and I knew there was one time that I looked at your location, you were at 7-Eleven, and I was like, oh, I'm so jealous. I want to go to 7-Eleven.
I wish I could have brought you home everything from 7-Eleven.
And, but it really wasn't that much because of the time difference. So most of my day, you were at your hotel sleeping, mm-hmm. and then, like, towards the evening, you would get up and start, like, doing stuff and mm-hmm. walking around the city and stuff. And so I knew when that. You were Sapporo, and then I knew when you were going to Tokyo because I saw that you were at the airport. So yeah, I was like a creepy stalker. Like I was creeping so hard.
I like felt so bad Marco Poloing you because I'm like, I know Emily wants to
go to Japan not so bad.
I like
not
don't want to rub it in or anything. So I felt so bad talking
oh my gosh,
to you about
no,
it.
No, I love it. And I'll go one day. We'll go.
Yeah.
Just, I accidentally got pregnant, so... I'm just kidding. It wasn't an accident. That
was... Oh,
we were planning a trip for October with my dad. And then it's okay. We'll go. We'll go later.
We, Abe and I, are already planning our next trip.
Yeah.
We're
we
like,
should go together.
We're like, could we go with a 1-year-old? Like next fall? Because we want to go during the fall. But I don't know how traveling with a 1-year-old would be.
Here's my thing.
Would it be hard?
Just in my experience, I would go with a baby. Mm-hmm. Like a baby, like a few months old would be, I think would be really easy.
Yeah.
A 1-year-old is, would be hard. And I feel like.
Okay, but what if we had his parents?
You could do it. If you had 4 adults and mm-hmm. 1 baby, that's 1. Yeah, you could do it.
But it would be hard.
I don't know what's harder, 1 or 2. Because at 1, they're like, Jensen didn't start walking until right after he was 1. And in my opinion, the crawling phase is really hard because all they want to do is be mobile and be put on the ground and like crawl around. But you can't always do that on an airplane or in public.
Yeah.
Like you can't just let them crawl around on the sidewalk and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they just kind of are fussy because they want to be mobile, but you are like in a public place.
Yeah.
So the crawling phase is hard. Then they start walking, but then the walking phase is also hard.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they can walk on their own, you know, once they're like 2 or 3.
Japan is like extremely accommodating for children.
Yes.
Which is so nice.
I think you could definitely do it.
All of the.
Especially if you had help.
Bathrooms, not every single stall, but all of the bathrooms had like a little seat that you could put your child in while you
mm-hmm.
go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I've seen those. Those are so cool.
And there's usually like changing stations too everywhere.
Yeah.
The only thing that's hard is in this all of the subways and the airports. Well, was it in the airports? I don't know. Like anywhere you would go, subway or train. Literally everywhere in Japan, pretty much. There's these, like, braille things for blind people. And trying to push a stroller or luggage or both on those would be absolute hell.
Ooh.
Like, we had two checked bags and one carry-on. Abe carried both of our checked bags. I carried the carry-on. And he, like, you have to lift them up to, like, go downstairs and, like, upstairs and try to, like, lift your bags over these, like, little things. I should see if I have, like, a video or a photo of it. But it's, like, actually really hard to, like, roll something over those. And you can, like, request on Google Maps or whatever you're using, like, wheelchair access. But it basically just takes you to all of the elevators and stuff. So, like, you could make it work with a stroller. But I think if we went, we would not want to take a stroller.
That's why I say, like, I feel like a baby in a carrier would be doable. Yeah. And then once they kind of grow out of the stroller phase, might be doable.
Yeah.
The, like, in-between phase would be hard. But if you had all that help, you'd be fine.
They would either have to be in a carrier or have to walk themselves.
Mm-hmm, right.
And since you're walking so much, like, that's a lot for a little kid.
Yeah.
Oof. So, I don't know. It might not be possible to take a one-year-old, but we're thinking about it. Okay.
We also, with checking your location, I was kind of looking at the map, and Sapporo seemed like kind of a separate island than the main island of Tokyo. Is there a train underneath that connects them?
So
you have to fly.
Yes. So Sapporo is on Hokkaido Island.
Yeah.
And Hokkaido is known for, like, the best sushi and milk.
That's so random.
So, like, the ice cream is really good, the milk is really good, and the fish is really good. And it was good.
It was good.
It was so good. But yes, it's like, it's a separate island. We had to fly from Sapporo back to Tokyo.
Got it.
But from Tokyo to Kyoto, we took the bullet train, which was honestly so cool. It was so fast.
Yeah.
Crazy. But I want to talk about, this is, like, mainly what I want to talk about is the Japanese culture.
Yeah.
Because it's so different. And it was different everywhere we went. So we started in Sapporo, which was, like, way more chill, not touristy whatsoever, which was kind of nice to, like, ease me into Japan. So I feel like I really got to see and almost experience, like, a everyday Japanese life, you know? And it was really interesting seeing that, because in Sapporo, they all were very, like, solo. Like, they just kept to themselves. Everybody walked or biked everywhere. And you hardly saw groups of people. Like, we never saw groups of people. You hardly saw people with more than two kids. Like, I think the whole trip, I saw Japanese families with three kids, like, twice.
Yeah. I believe it.
They have one or two kids
max.
And a lot of them were also really young. Like, it was crazy. I don't know if they just looked young.
Like the parents?
Yes.
They probably just looked young. Japanese people don't age.
I know, but
no, like, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Their kids were also little.
Yeah.
Like, I hardly saw any, like, teenage kids out with family.
Interesting.
And that was another thing that was so cool, is in the subways, you saw, like, teenage kids by themselves.
Yeah.
Because it's so safe.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
when you get there, like, you can just feel that. Like, you don't have to worry. Like, you feel so safe. And that's another reason why taking kids would be good. Because it's, like, one of the safest places.
Yes, totally. My older siblings went, like, forever ago when I was really, really little. When they were young teenagers. They were probably, like, 13 and 12. And my parents could let them, like, go in the streets and go down to the store and, like, get stuff, because it's just so safe
there. Like, there was one point, I think it was when we were in Kyoto, where we came home with all of the school kids, and they were all just like with themselves.
Yeah.
And they were elementary school kids.
Yeah.
On the subway.
Yep.
Like, you would never see that here.
Which is so sad that, like, we can't let our children,
I know,
out, like, in public by themselves.
It's horrible. Because
it's way too, like, dangerous.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Horrible. So I actually really, really liked Sapporo, just, like, to see the quiet life.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was fun to see Abe's mission and, like, the churches he would be at and where he lived, mm-hmm. and the temple. That is one of the prettiest temples I've ever seen.
Ooh.
It was gorgeous. And, like, the landscape was gorgeous. It was seriously so pretty. So that was really cool to see all of that. And he took me to, like, multiple areas. I do wish that it was a little bit greener, because when Abe was there, it was super green, mm-hmm. like in this one area that we went to, but when we were there, it was all dead and brown.
Oh.
But it was still so cool.
Yeah.
The Japanese kids are so freaking cute. And I was obsessed anytime I saw them. And, oh, that's another thing, is their kids are so well behaved.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I barely
saw any kids that were crazy. We were waiting for this restaurant one time, and there was this one kid that was, like, making his grandpa chase him around, which was so cute. It was so cute. And, he was a little bit crazy, but, like, compared to kids here, he was extremely well behaved.
Right.
Like, they do not act out. They don't talk. It's freaking wild. And that kid at one point, like, saw me, because he was kind of, like, running around and stuff. And then he saw me and he, like, stopped and, like, stared at me for a second and was like, oh. Like, there's somebody else here. Like, she's a white person.
I was going to say, in Sapporo, because it's not very touristy, like,
there
is
were
it
no,
all Japanese people?
Yes, all
so
Japanese
people.
There was
people. No white people
no.
or anyone no. that wasn't Japanese?
Not at
Did
all.
Did people look at you?
Yes.
I love that.
I felt so out of place.
You're also tall for uh-huh. Japan.
And okay, that's another thing.
You and Abe are both, like, really tall.
I felt massive, even next to the men. And just because literally everything is smaller there. The bathrooms, the cars.
Yeah.
Like, they're so little. The hotels are smaller. The people are smaller. The portions are smaller. Literally everything you can think of is just smaller there.
That's so cute.
It's crazy. The hallways, like, it was cute. I actually was like, Emily would fit in better here. But they still would look at you weird because you look.
Yeah, because
like,
I look
way,
white.
Yeah, more American than
yeah.
them. Like, they instantly, even with Abe, and he's half Japanese, like, they
yeah.
would start talking English.
Yeah.
More in Tokyo. Sapporo. There was
See,
a lot of people
yeah,
that spoke
that's so
English.
Interesting.
But it was interesting.
Also, he's tall, so he's, like, clearly
yes,
not fully Japanese.
Because
he's
and
too
like
tall
the
and
seats,
too white.
The seats were smaller, too, on the subway.
Oh, yeah.
That's another thing. Oh, my gosh. It's so clean there.
Yeah, I've
like,
heard that, too.
You hear about that. And obviously, there's places that, like, are dirty. Like, it. Things can't be spotless all the time, but people just like take care of things well. The bathrooms, public bathrooms, were always so clean.
Wow, that's so nice.
I want to talk about the bathrooms for a second because that okay. was like a whole experience in itself. You go into the bathroom, number one, it's heated. So you never have to sit on a cold toilet seat.
Love.
Unless you're at like a park or something.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one time where I had to pee at a park and it was just a hole.
Yeah. I've heard that too. I'm surprised you didn't have to pee in more holes.
Maybe they've kind of like modernized everything. Yeah, they have changed it up a little bit, I think. But so you sit down, it's warm, there's a bidet. And if you don't know what a bidet is, it cleans for you, which those kind of weird me out because they're kind of aggressive.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I've never used an aggressive one, but they're so nice.
They are nice.
I love a bidet.
I was scared to use like the front. So I was fine using the back to clean the back area. But there's an option to clean the front area.
That's scary.
And I was scared to do that. First time I did it, it was so hot.
No.
It burned. And so I freaked out and I stood up and it was still going.
Oh, no. You can't stand up while the bidet is going.
It was still going. And it literally sprayed everywhere. And I was like, oh, no. And I tried to stop it with my hand.
Oh, my gosh.
And I couldn't. And so I just sat back down and turned it off. And I was like, oh, there's literally water all over me. There's water all over the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, this is just the worst. But another thing about the bathrooms is there's always, there's, like, directions on how to sit on the toilet. And how to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting to me. Like, you never see that in a bathroom here.
Right.
Like, you'll only see, like, an ad for something inside of the bathroom stall, you know?
Right.
But every single bathroom, it's like, don't sit on it like this. Sit on it like this. You can't do this. Do this type of thing.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, that is so funny. I took a picture. I'll show you. But I loved it. And another thing that I loved about the bathroom, not all of them had this, but a lot of them did, where there was like a little sprayer thing. So you would get like some toilet paper and spray it and you could clean the seat before you sat down.
Yeah.
I loved that. Like, why don't we have that here?
Yeah.
I need that.
I feel like we're so behind.
We are.
On everything.
Coming home into our bathrooms, I'm like,
this is ghetto.
This is like just not the experience I want right now. So the bathrooms were great, but another thing, which is why I was like, it would be perfect for Emily here, the sinks were low. Like, I had to bend over to wash my hands.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I couldn't just have my arms straight and reach the sink. I had to bend over.
Oh, very short.
They were so
good for children.
Good for kids, people. Which they're probably thinking about that.
Yeah.
And then there was always one sink that had like railing on it for like disabled people or old people, which I thought was interesting.
Nice. Yeah.
Like, they accommodate for disabled people, but I guess there's like a big issue with like mental illness and stuff in Japan. And I definitely saw that.
Oh, interesting.
Enough about the bathrooms though. Let's talk about their culture a little bit more. I had some things that I wrote down. So some things that I thought were interesting was there's no talking, especially on the subways and like on the streets.
Oh, people are just quiet.
People are just quiet. And I like really saw that in Sapporo. Really, really saw that. And like so on the subway, everybody's just on their phone, has their AirPods in, listening to their own thing. It's quiet. Like, we were whispering to talk to each other. But then once we got in Tokyo and Kyoto, there were more foreigners and it was way different.
Louder.
But it was still quiet.
That's super interesting.
And there's also no eating on the streets. No drinking, no eating, like, out in public.
Oh, interesting.
Like, you take your time to sit down, eat your meal, finish, and go. Type of thing.
That probably helps keep it way cleaner.
Uh-huh. They also like expect you to just like finish eating and like leave. Like, people do not sit around and chat.
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting too, because, well, one, most places that you eat, there's not a ton of seating. So like they want you in and out of there quick.
Yeah.
Which was really fun to see, just like the tiny little restaurants.
And it's funny because that's like the opposite of Europe.
Yeah.
Because people I feel like in the US around. It's in between.
Yeah.
Like you eat and then they are trying to like fill the table, so they'll ask you if you want to bring a check. But when we went to Europe and you were there too, like yeah. you know, Austria and Germany, France, you like have to go find them. Like, can I please pay?
Like you have to ask
people
them.
Will sit at the table for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
In Europe. Mm-hmm. Like after they eat.
But that's how it is, not sitting around the table, but you have to ask them.
Yeah.
Okay. You say sumimasen.
They won't say like, are you ready for the check? Or no, anything like no. that. You have to tell
they
them
do
that you
not bother yeah. you. Like they don't even come up to you to ask for your order. You yeah. say, excuse me, sumimasen. That's one word that I learned. Never used it, but learned it. And they're there right away. Like they're literally staring at you, waiting for you to call them in. And then you give them their order. They don't come and fill your water. You have to ask for water.
Yeah.
Because that you usually are drinking like tea.
Yeah.
Which I was always like, give me some cold water. Jeez. Or it's like hot water.
Yeah. But that's supposed to be better for digestion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's another way that we're behind. But
I didn't really have any digestion issues there. I know. And I needed the cold water, yeah, cold especially water. On the hot days.
Yep.
And then when you're done and you want to pay, like you have to do the same thing.
Yeah.
But they're literally there in like a heartbeat.
Amazing.
So it was great and the service was great and they were so nice. One thing about the cleanliness is I was so confused. Like I still cannot wrap my brain around this. There's no trashes. I feel like we were looking for bathrooms and trashes like our whole time.
So where do people throw things away?
They hold on to their trash.
Okay.
Until like a lot of people will have like a little bag that they put trash
okay.
in.
Okay. And they take it home.
Yeah, they take it home, or like once you pass a trash, then you can throw it away.
Yeah.
And they're like very specific about their trash. So like you put plastic bottles in here, you put glass yeah. in here.
Okay.
And then like landfill here, stuff like that. And sometimes there wasn't English on them, so I'm like, I don't know where to put my gum. Like yeah. I don't want to put it with all of the plastic,
right?
So sometimes I just, and there was no gum anywhere either, like people wouldn't yeah. stick their gum. It was crazy. But I'm still like, how is it so, like how is there no trash around but there's no trash cans? Like it blew my
That's
mind.
That's crazy. Wow. Imagine everyone being responsible.
I know.
All the time.
I know. Crazy. Their style, I loved it. Oh my gosh. It makes me want to wear long skirts more.
Love.
They're like, they layer a ton and it's all like oversized stuff, kind of what we wear here. But it was so cute. Like the women. It was interesting because especially in the colder weather, they would wear pants and then a long skirt and then like a longer top and then like a jacket.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes even one more layer. I loved it. And even seeing Cute. The guy's style, and everybody like had their own style.
Yeah.
There are just so many like little things that I wish we had here that we don't. One thing, like if you go to a restaurant, they'll have a little tote for you to put your personal items, which was so convenient. And it like usually just slid under your chair.
Oh, that's
nice. So you know how like you can hang your jacket or your bag on like the back of your chair when you're at a restaurant? There's a little tote that you put all of your stuff in. And it was so convenient. Like, why don't we do these kinds of things?
It seems so simple.
It is. No, all of these things are so simple. And
they're just like, they think of everything.
Yeah, literally.
We're just dumb. The U.S. is just literally stupid.
Yeah.
But we already knew that.
Yeah. some other random things. They make you take off your shoes in certain places. So, like, most of the temples that we went to.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to take off your shoes.
Right.
And like, it was so quiet in there. You can't take photos in the temples, which I was like, some of them I was dying. I'm like, I just want to take photos of this. Like, this is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't. And some hotels that you stay in, we didn't stay in any hotels like this, but they'll also make you take off your shoes.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's kind of nice.
And then don't most people, like, have house slippers? You take off your shoes, put on your house slippers. Did you guys have those at the hotels?
Yes. They gave us slippers, which was convenient, because when I would go do laundry at 4 a.m., I'd just slip on my slippers. Yeah. And there was one time where I just couldn't sleep, and we went to a restaurant that made us smell a lot. That's one thing that you need to prepare for. You're probably going to smell after every single meal.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but your clothes just stink. And I was up at 4 a.m. and I'm like, I might as well get some laundry done. It's probably available. And I didn't have enough coins, so I had to go downstairs and ask them. But I didn't know Japanese because this was in Sapporo. So I made Abe come with me. Oh, but yeah, I'm glad that he spoke Japanese. I don't know how I would do it if he didn't.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't go to Sapporo. And Tokyo and Kyoto, everybody spoke English.
Okay. Yeah. That's good to know, because, like, if we went, my dad, even though he's half Japanese, he doesn't speak Japanese.
Yeah.
So he's not very good help. But Sapporo sounds so cool. Like, now I want to go there.
I know. Well, I would, like, never tell anyone to go to Sapporo, because there's, like, not much to do besides the food.
Yeah. That's good enough for me.
I know. Oh my gosh,
that's like so good. Most of the reason why I like traveling, just for the food.
The food was so good.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be traveling anywhere that doesn't have good food.
Because there's not like a ton to do. Yeah. It was interesting because there were some European foreigners there. Uh-huh. There's like a couple things that you can do. So if you like spent a day there just to like experience more of a quieter Japanese experience, it's it is worth it. But I wouldn't say, like, you have to go to Sapporo. Yeah. But, like, I personally really liked it.
Yeah. That sounds so fun.
Because of that. One more thing that was so interesting and random, but, like, functional, is whenever I went into a dressing room, they gave me this little, like, head slipper thing.
Oh.
And it's so that you don't get makeup on the clothes.
Yeah. I've heard of those too.
So the first time, oh my gosh, I'm so dumb, you guys. The first time that we were in a dressing room, she gave this to me, and she was like, the long side goes on the front. I was like, what? Okay, so I put it on right away. I'm like, why am I supposed to wear this the whole time? And I literally had it on, like, the whole time, pretty much. And I was like, I literally can't breathe. But you're supposed to put it on, put your shirt on, and then you can take it off.
So you should have taken your shirt off first.
Yes.
And then put it on. And then try it on.
Yes. But I'm just freaking dits over here. She was like,
I probably do the same thing.
She was probably laughing so hard at me. Like, telling her friends after. Freaking foreigner.
Dumb American girl. That's so funny. I'd probably do the same thing. Was that in Tokyo?
The first time was in Sapporo. So I was shocked that she spoke English too. But most of the shopping malls, like, they all speak English.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all the culture. If there's more that comes up,
yeah,
I'll talk about it. But I just want to briefly talk about Tokyo and Kyoto, just like my favorite things. Tokyo was so cool. It was a little bit similar to Sapporo, because Sapporo is also a city and has like the subway and the whole underground city. The subway system in Tokyo is crazy, but it actually was like okay navigating around.
Like, it made sense.
Mm-hmm. Like,
was it
signs,
just crowded?
It was unbelievably crowded.
Yeah, yeah, I believe it.
And we went the worst time of the year because it was Golden Week. Do you know what Golden Week is?
No.
Do not go during Golden Week because you will get over. We got so overwhelmed.
So Golden Week, they have like multiple holidays, just in, I think, like all of the Asian countries. And so they basically take off like a whole week of work to just like go travel in different places in Asia. So it's like all of these eight, like there were a ton of Asian foreigners. So like people from different places were in Tokyo, and there it was so busy. Like I've seen videos of how busy it is, and it's like normally gonna be busy, like just like expect it to.
Yeah,
but this was like abnormally overwhelmingly busy. Like it was crazy. And like we were just shoulder to shoulder in like the streets and the shops. Like you didn't even want to go into the shops and shop because it was so crazy.
I already hate shopping. I think I would hate
that. And Abe and I aren't big shoppers, and Tokyo is shopping central. Yeah. It was wild. I have never seen shopping like that in my whole life. We went to the like flagship Uniqlo store.
Yeah.
There were 12 floors.
Crazy.
Like you think 3 floors here is a lot.
Crazy.
But there were 12 there. Don Quixote is like another big store. Mm-hmm. That's like really fun. You can literally get everything there, like butt clothes. And there were like 10, like 8 or 10 floors at their flagship store. Gosh. It's wild. And everywhere you go, the shopping is crazy. It doesn't stop. Even once you are leaving and you're in the airport, there's a whole shopping mall in the airport. Like I was blown away by the shopping. It was wild. So many people, so many crowds in Tokyo. It was a little bit overwhelming, but it was still like so cool. And I think it was only overwhelming because it was Golden Week.
Yeah.
So I do kind of hope that I'll be able to experience that again sometime. Yeah.
Is that just once a year, Golden Week?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And it's in the spring. So if you're going in the spring, make sure you're not going during Golden Week. But Golden Week was over by the time we got to Kyoto, and the crowds were way better. So that was nice.
That's good.
We saw some cool like temples and shrines in Tokyo. My favorite part of Tokyo was probably just like the little off streets and like alleys.
Yeah.
And you know, normally like here you would be scared to go in an alley.
Yeah.
In Japan, no. Like they're all just so cool to see, and like you have to walk down all of them. We were walking so much every day just because you have to go see it all. We went to Team Labs Borderless. There's like 2 Team Labs. It's like a digital art museum. I thought that was really cool. Abe thought it was overhyped.
I've heard both, because when we were planning, originally we were planning to go to Japan in March of 2020 when everything got shut down for COVID. And yeah, that's kind of, I did research on like what to do, and that was definitely one of the things on our list, but it's definitely more of just like a fun, immersive art experience, but it's not like, if you want to go see Japan, it's not.
Yeah. I would say it's worth it.
Yeah.
It was really cool. But we were in there for like 2.5 hours. Like
so it's pretty long experience.
2-3 hour thing.
Yeah.
For sure. But it was relaxing. It was cool. I liked it a lot. Abe got to feel our baby for the first time in Team Labs, which was actually so kind cute. Of cool. We had Shibuya Sky scheduled, but the day that we had it scheduled, it rained, so it closed. So
is that?
So have you seen the like escalator in Japan? Like it's like a glass wall, and you like go down this big escalator, and it's like the 45th floor or whatever of this building, so you can like see all of Tokyo.
No, I don't think I've ever seen that.
It's actually really cool. But the rooftop was closed because it was raining. So I was like, okay, well, it's not worth it to go up if we're not even going to be able to go on the escalator and on the rooftop.
Yeah.
So we ended up canceling that. Got a refund, luckily.
Nice.
It wasn't that much, though. But that would have been cool. We went up to a different observation building the day before because we knew it was going to rain. And that was really cool, just to be able to see all of Tokyo from, like, a super tall building.
Yeah.
We saw Tokyo Tower, which was a little bit underwhelming, but then we saw it at night, and that was cool because it's all lit up. And then, have you heard of Shibuya Crossing?
Mm-mm.
So, there's this place called Shibuya in Tokyo, and there's this, like, big crossing that's, like, super famous because there's a ton of people on it always, and it's, like, surrounded by the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely overhyped.
Oh, dang it.
I thought it was going to be way bigger than what it was, but it literally is just like a normal crossing. So it's like just like a street crossing. So like, yeah, it goes like diagonal, sideways, just like every which way. But there were so many people just like going across the street. And that's what made it cool.
Yeah.
Is because there were so many people. But I thought that that was funny. I was like, wait, that was it?
Oh, dang.
Like, everybody talks about this.
Yeah.
My favorite place in Tokyo was probably, I'm not going to say it right, Asakusa. And that's where, like, the Sensoji Temple is, like, the Red mm-hmm. Temple. There were fun markets there. And I think I could be so wrong. I think this was actually in a different place. But my favorite matcha that we got there was around that area, and it was, we waited 30 minutes for it. We talked to this girl who was from Taiwan who spoke really good English for the whole 30 minutes waiting in line, so that was really fun. But I got this like matcha with strawberry sauce.
Ooh.
And it was the Yum. Best drink I've ever had, honestly. The matcha I didn't think was as good as people say it is. Like, it just tastes like matcha.
Yeah.
But that matcha strawberry drink was the best drink I've ever had. Highly recommend. Don't yeah. remember the name of the place, though. I'll post it, and it's on my cup.
Did you not get any mochi donuts while you were there?
Oh, okay. We have to talk about the street food.
Okay.
And ramen. We went, okay, number one, hungry. Ramen. We went to Ichiran, which is, like, super popular on TikTok. We waited, like, an hour and a half for it. I don't know if it was worth that long of a wait, but it was really good ramen.
Yeah.
My favorite ramen was from Iputo's. It's also kind of franchised.
Mm-hmm.
So good. You have to go there. So good. The meat was freaking delicious. Mm. And the broth was delicious. So tasty. The street food. So there's like the candied strawberries. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Those were pretty good. I didn't love them. It was like super juicy and then like hard on the outside.
Like hard to eat?
Not like hard to eat, just like crunchy. Yeah. Like the just candied, you know?
Yeah.
That was pretty good, but I didn't want it a lot.
Yeah.
The beef skewers, so freaking good. Those were so good. Or like chicken skewers. My favorite was the daifuku, which is the mochi mm-hmm. with like the red bean paste and strawberry.
That's like my favorite. Oh
my gosh.
Although I've never had it with strawberry, but I love mochi with red bean paste.
The first time.
But with strawberry. Oh,
that I took a bite of that. I was like, this is the best thing ever. I need 10 more of these.
Oh my gosh.
And we probably did get 10 more of them throughout the trip. That is so good. Oh my Yum. Gosh. That was my favorite street food. But
was it warm?
No, it was just like room temperature.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm
going to have to go to this Asian market by my house and get some mochi.
Yes. But it's not the same. The rice.
No, it's not. I'm sure it's not.
The rice in Japan is just different. Like, they just know what they're doing. It's so good.
Dang.
That was pretty much the only street food that I liked. And the street food is more expensive.
Uh-huh.
Which, like, it's really not that expensive in Japan, mm-hmm. but we just, like, didn't want to get a lot of it because you don't get a ton for what you're paying for.
Yeah.
What was, I'm trying to remember some of my other favorite food before I go on to Kyoto.
Kyoto. So you didn't get any mochi donuts.
No mochi donuts. I wanted to get them. I wanted to get donuts, but we never.
So much other food options.
Yeah, we never passed like a good mochi donut place.
Yeah.
But I did try a mochi pastry, or not pastry, like baked good. Mm-hmm. So it was like savory.
Oh, interesting.
But it was mochi, and I didn't love it.
Okay.
Like the texture wasn't my thing.
Yeah.
The freaking pastries at the bakery, they're so, so good. Especially this place in Sapporo called Donguri. It's delicious. Best thing I've ever had in my life. There's this one that I'm thinking of specifically that's like egg, bacon, cheese. I could eat that every day. So good.
Yeah.
What other food? Oh, I'm forgetting. The best meal that I've ever had in my life. We splurged on this yakiniku place. And yakiniku, if you don't know what that is, it's like where you get meat and you get to cook it yourself. So it's like a super fun experience. Yeah. The best experience, best food of my life. Again, don't remember the name of the restaurant. This is why I need Abe. It starts with an R. Yeah. But if you guys... I don't think there's probably that many people going to be in Sapporo looking for that restaurant. Well, this was in Tokyo.
Oh, I thought you said this one was Sapporo. Okay, sorry.
In Tokyo. The bakery place was in Sapporo.
That's right, that's right.
So they take a picture of you when you first get there, like right when they bring in your first plate of food, and then they print it off and put it in an envelope, and they like drew on the envelope. It was the cutest thing ever. They drew on it and they're like, have a nice trip. Like, thanks for coming. Hope to see you again. Cute. And they printed the photos and put it in the envelope and gave it to us.
Oh, cute.
It was the cutest thing ever. Best food ever. It was like Wagyu.
Oh.
Well, their Wagyu is so good. And we didn't even get the highest quality meat. It was all you can eat. We got crab with the selection that we chose. All you can eat.
Yum.
You could literally get all you could eat. Alcohol, ice cream, like, wow, so good. We didn't get that stuff. Well, we got ice cream, but...
But you didn't do like, unlimited alcohol?
If you wanted it, you could have it.
Anything you want.
Which is crazy to have like unlimited alcohol. I don't know. I just feel like that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
But I guess a lot of places probably do that. Anyway, best meal I've ever had. then Kyoto. Kyoto was a lot more chill than Tokyo, which was nice. The sightseeing was incredible. I loved the bamboo forest. We didn't go see the monkeys. I was kind of nervous to see the monkeys. I was also nervous to see the bowing deer, but it was really fun. We went to Nara.
That's right. I remember the video.
And that was really fun. Instantly, once we got in, we got some crackers because you can't feed them like human food.
Yeah.
You have to get these crackers. And Abe held on to them. I was like, put them in your bag, like hide them. And he got swarmed by like six deer and had to like give them out to him because they were nipping at his shirt.
Oh my gosh.
Like they get aggressive.
Oh my gosh.
But you have to get the crackers, stick them in your bag or your shirt or hide them wherever. Because if you show them their hands, then they'll go away from you. And if your hands are empty. Yeah. So hide the crackers, go off to where there's like one or two deer and then feed them.
Yeah.
And you'll have a good experience.
Yeah.
But it was so, I was laughing so hard when they were attacking Abe. But the whole, so this isn't in Kyoto, but it's like, just like a train ride, like 40 minutes from Kyoto was Nara. The whole city of Nara has deer. Like it's not just in the park. The whole city, there's deer.
That's so
everywhere.
Funny.
And it kind of stunk, honestly. Just like deer poop.
You know?
But it was cool and it was really crazy to see that.
The Golden Temple at Kyoto was also really cool to see. My favorite temple, why am I forgetting the name? I knew I would forget and I didn't write it down. It starts with an N. It wasn't a temple, actually. It was like a castle or a palace of like where the shogun lived. And it was just like their housing, the gardens. And I was just thinking the whole time, like, this would be incredible. Like, could you just imagine living this life and living here in this beautiful place? Like, it was so cool. And you can't take pictures in there, of course, but that was like the coolest one that we went to. Do you have pictures
of like the outside of the temples and stuff?
Yeah.
Cool.
The outside of that one wasn't super cool, honestly. The inside was so cool. And they had like descriptions of the shogun and like the placement of all of the men in there. And they like had statues of them too. And so it was interesting, like reading the history and like all of the respect and like the shogun is on the highest level and all of that stuff. It made me want to watch the show Shogun. It gave me a bigger appreciation for the culture and all of that.
Yeah.
We also saw like a super big Buddha at this other temple in Kyoto. That was really cool. The temples there were incredible. What other sightseeings were there that were, let me just look at my pictures real quick. Those were like pretty much the biggest things. Yeah. There's the Fushimi Inari. Am I saying it right? Like a bunch of red torii gates.
Oh, cool.
Have you seen pictures of that?
Yeah, I think I have seen.
That was cool. A little bit overhyped, in my opinion. There's like a whole like hike that you can do. We didn't do all of it because there were a lot of stairs.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not doing like, the stairs. But like halfway through, there's like a little vending machine. There's vending machines everywhere. You can get drinks, water, literally everywhere. So that was another convenient thing. The ice cream was incredible. Everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm like just looking at my pictures now. but I think my favorite thing, honestly, in Kyoto was the bamboo forest.
Mm.
And I do wish there was this one place that we should have gone to that also has a bamboo forest, and it's usually not as crowded. But honestly, when we went, it wasn't that crowded. It wasn't as crowded as Tokyo because it wasn't Golden Week. So
yeah.
That is, there's things that we would change going back. We would pack less, way less. Because we ended up buying stuff that we pretty much wore the whole time there.
Yeah.
We would just, like, chill out a little bit. Like, we would just stay in one place and, like, explore that area for a long time. That was the mistake that we made in Tokyo is we just, there was one day where we, like, popped to every area because we're not shoppers. We kind of just wanted to see everything.
Yeah.
And then it made us really tired for like the rest of the time we were in Tokyo pretty much. And I think we got a little bit overstimulated by all the people.
Yeah.
Packing light is my biggest thing because taking luggage through everywhere is crazy. But we did ship our luggage from Tokyo to Kyoto, which was nice. And that was only like $30.
Oh, wow.
So we got on the bullet train. And we didn't have to carry our luggage through the train station, which was so nice because that was kind of a far walk.
Yeah.
And take it with us. And it was at the hotel once we got there.
Oh, that's nice.
So it was so convenient. The bullet train was cool. I thought I would be able to see Mount Fuji, but there were clouds covering it.
Oh, no.
So I was sad. Dang. I was like, wait, where was it? And Abe was like, we just couldn't see it. I thought it would be way more obvious to find, but it was kind of in the distance.
Yeah. Were the bullet trains really, really crowded?
Well, we had reserved seats.
Oh.
So, like, we got the tickets ahead of time, and so it was fine.
I've just seen the videos where they literally have sticks shoving people in the bullet trains in Japan.
That's probably more in the subway.
Oh, the subway?
Yeah.
Not the bullet train? Oh,
the subways were crowded.
Okay. I thought that was the bullet train. But the bullet train's more like sit down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, there's, like, seats and not really, like, places where you, like, just hold and stand up. But the subways were crowded. Not as crowded as what you're seeing, because I think I've seen that, too. But...
But that's, like, what my family described when they went to Japan.
Really?
Back, like, not even... It would have been, like, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean... That's how they described it. But they were probably describing the subways.
Yeah.
They're just, like...
And there's probably, like... more what would you call it, like, more subways more frequently now. Just because it's so
more tracks
overpopulated
or, frequent trains. I gotcha.
Yeah, but it was still really crowded. Like, we were shoved in there sometimes. And there were, like, spots for, like, designated seating for, like, moms with young children, pregnant women, disabled people, old people. So I was always like,
where's the pregnant woman seat?
I know. I'm like, I want to take advantage of that, but I don't look pregnant right now. And it's my choice to be here walking around all day, every day.
Yeah, but, you know, you're also still pregnant. And, you know.
I had to elevate my feet whenever I could. And... But, yeah, it was so fun. I think that's all that is on my brain to talk about. I talked about that for way longer. Sorry if it was boring.
That's okay.
Do you have any questions?
No, I think I mostly just want to, like, look through all your pictures.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to look through all your pictures.
I know. I want to show you.
But, and we'll post some. We'll have Shelby post some of the best ones or stuff we've talked about when we do this post.
Post on my normal Instagram.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen any pictures. You've sent me, like, maybe three while you were gone.
Really?
Yeah, you sent me, like, a picture of the Sapporo Temple. No, it's okay. I don't, like, don't feel bad, but I really want to look through all them.
Okay.
I want to see all your food pics. Yes. I love it. I think it's so fun.
Good. I'm so excited for you to go. Like, it's...
One day, yeah.
It's just an experience of a lifetime. We'll make it happen. And you have to go at some point in your life.
Well, yeah. Yeah, definitely. And we definitely will go. Just good. When the time works out for us.
Yeah.
But that's good to know about, like, packing and stuff.
Yes.
But I'm also nervous. I'm, like, thinking about, okay, if we go, I'm nervous to go to Tokyo with Dallin because he's a shopper. And I will get so burnt out. And he will legit go through 12 stories of Uniqlo. And I'll be like, can we please stop? I will
need
die.
To save money for that. Like, save
money. So, because you'll spend more than everything. You think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, save up so much money.
Okay.
Because it's,
I mean, the shopping is good because the currency rate, like, everything's a little bit cheaper.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully that doesn't change anytime soon.
Yeah, hopefully. Like,
hopefully you can go before...
Before the dollar value, changes too much.
Because that was honestly such a nice part of the trip. Like, there were meals that we should have been spending so much more money on, and we just... didn't have to. And you don't have to tip.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Tipping culture.
Yes.
Cool. Well, love that.
I'll teach you a saying. We're telling our listeners thank you. You say arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Doesn't that mean thank you very much?
It just means thank you.
Oh, okay.
Or yeah, I guess thank you very much.
I don't know Japanese, but I always thought arigato means thank you, and then arigato gozaimasu meant, like, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a little bit more formal than arigato.
Okay, more formal. Okay.
But, like, domo arigato, like, from that song.
Yeah.
Is, like, the most formal, and you never hear that.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Like, it's always arigato gozaimasu. And that was the only thing I was comfortable saying.
Yeah.
It took me a while, though.
Well, dude, like, I took 3 years of French in high school. Mm-hmm. 3 years of French. And then we went to France in high school. I understood nothing.
Yeah.
Literally, and I couldn't speak anything. I tried to order a crepe. And she was just like, she responded in English. So, like, she was so over it. I could not speak
French.
They're
so much more mean. there too.
Yeah.
And the Japanese people are really nice. Yeah. There were multiple of them that said Abe's Japanese was good.
Oh, like, they were nice. Impressed.
So
that's nice.
I was like, I don't know if they're just being nice or if they're being truthful, but I think that they're very honest people. So I think that his Japanese was good. And that was really fun.
That probably felt good.
Yeah.
That he still had that in him to speak Japanese. Uh-huh. But
it was helpful.
And also stay tuned because Shelby got our future Japanese babies matching Japanese kimono outfits.
We got little kimonos
for the babies that are in our bellies right now.
They can't wear them until they're one. There was literally nothing smaller than
I think
that.
It'll be more fun that way. I was actually already thinking, because then they'll be a little bit more, when they're tiny babies, clothes just don't work.
Yeah,
like onesies are the only thing that works on tiny babies because their legs are all scrunched up and their arms are scrunched
up. True.
When they're a little bit bigger,
they'll be able to walk.
It'll be so cute to see the kimono.
Ooh, I'm so excited. They're so cute. And I was debating on getting one. I don't know why I was hesitant, because it's the cutest thing that I bought in Japan. But
yeah,
I'm so excited.
Well, you probably had already bought so much stuff.
Yeah.
But
we didn't buy a ton, but we did buy some stuff.
Yeah. Exciting.
Well, thanks for listening, you guys. Yeah.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Arigato gozaimasu. I'm probably saying it so dumb.
Yeah, the same, because I learned it from you. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just... I've said it before. To any Japanese people listening, we're sorry in advance.
Yeah. I don't even think Abe's going to listen to this.
But thanks for listening. And
follow us
on
Instagram and TikTok at eb.pod. Give this episode, or our, not just this episode, but our whole podcast, a rating and review.
Yep. Please. Like and subscribe.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.